Despite the appeals of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, President Bush says he is not ready to set a timeline for establishing a Palestinian state. The president met with Mr. Mubarak at Camp David last night and again this morning. It's part of ongoing consultations on how to revive the Middle East peace process. At a news conference following their talks, the two leaders also differed in their views of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
President Mubarak went to Camp David with a proposal to establish a Palestinian state early next year. He said the Palestinian people must be offered some hope, solid political reasons for renouncing violence. Mubarak called for declaring a state even before divisive issues such as borders and the status of Jerusalem are settled. After his meetings with President Bush, Mubarak talked to reporters through an interpreter.
We look forward to a strong American engagement in the coming phase to implement this vision in the context of an agreed time frame and through negotiations on a permanent settlement that should lead to the establishment of a Palestinian state on the entire West Bank and Gaza and East Jerusalem.
But President Bush said his administration still is consulting friends and allies about the feasibility of an Israeli-Palestinian political dialogue, as well as the controversial issue of setting a deadline for a Palestinian state.
We're not ready to lay down a specific calendar, except for the fact we need to get started quickly, soon, so that we can seize the moment.
The president's statement is a disappointment not only to Mubarak, but to other Arab leaders who see Palestinian statehood as imperative to reducing violence in the region. They have made it clear it's pointless for the United States, Russia, and European Union to go forward with plans for a Mideast conference this summer unless a timetable for statehood is on the agenda. But Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is bitterly opposed to setting any time frame for statehood until Palestinian attacks on Israelis cease. Sharon is on his way to Washington in the aftermath of a Palestinian bombing that killed 17 Israelis on Wednesday. President Bush says that reform of the Palestinian security forces would help to prevent such attacks. At today's news conference, reporters asked Mubarak if those reforms can take place with Yasser Arafat in charge.
Look, we should give this man a chance. We are working very hard with cooperation with the United States for the reform in the Palestinian Authority. Such a chance will prove that he is going to deliver or not.
But President Bush was impatient.
Chairman Arafat must do everything in his power to stop the violence, to stop the attacks on Israel. I mean everything. And that includes reforming the security forces so that their primary function is to deal with violence.
President Bush repeated his often expressed disappointment in Arafat, and Mr. Bush indicated that he's awaiting the emergence of new Palestinian leaders.
There is plenty of talent amongst the Palestinians, and that if we develop the institutions necessary for the development of a state, that talent will emerge.
The president's next visitor from the Middle East is likely to encourage the president to look actively for new leaders. Israeli Prime Minister Sharon, who flatly refuses to deal with Arafat, makes his sixth visit to the Bush White House on Monday. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.